Have you ever wondered why some leaders command attention effortlessly while others struggle to be heard despite having brilliant ideas? The answer lies not in what they say, but how they say it. Communication isn't just another business skill. It's the foundation upon which all leadership success is built. The techniques that helped Aristotle coach Alexander the Great are remarkably similar to those that help today's executives navigate virtual meetings and hybrid workplaces. In a world where digital messages live forever and information overload threatens productivity, mastering communication has become more crucial than ever. Whether you're leading a Fortune 500 company or a small team, the ability to connect authentically with others determines your impact. The good news? These skills aren't magical talents bestowed upon a lucky few. They're learnable techniques that transform ordinary managers into extraordinary leaders. People process information in two distinct ways: inductively, building context before conclusions, or deductively, stating conclusions first, then support. Inductive thinkers need background to process information. They build a foundation before reaching their point. Deductive thinkers lead with conclusions, adding supporting details afterward. These differences create workplace friction. Deductive managers may view context-building employees as unfocused, while inductive team members feel rushed by direct leaders. The solution is adapting your approach. Provide context first for inductive listeners and lead with conclusions for deductive ones. Professional credibility, ethos, determines how effectively people receive your message. Your ethos isn't fixed, it shifts based on context, audience, and situation. 10 key factors shape it: cultural background, thinking style, communication patterns, organizational reputation, title, past experiences, expertise, relationships, appearance, and demonstrated results. Many professionals misunderstand what builds credibility. Academic credentials might matter in some settings, but prove irrelevant in others. Technical expertise can be an asset with specialists, yet become a barrier when communicating with non-technical stakeholders. To manage your ethos effectively, seek trusted advisors who can provide honest feedback about how others perceive you. Test your assumptions about what builds credibility within your workplace culture, and study successful individuals to identify the specific behaviors that establish the authority you seek. The same pep talk can energize one person while leaving another unmoved, because motivation isn't one size fits all. Different people respond to distinct drivers, and their responses may vary by situation. The motivation matrix considers both push factors, what motivates people, and pull factors, what they're motivated for. Push factors include ethos, authority, emotion, excitement, or logic, practicality. Pull factors comprise achievement, honest work, recognition, public acknowledgement, or power, decision-making authority. These create 9 possible combinations. Consider these approaches for a deadline. For ethos achievement, the CEO requested early completion. It's vital for our success, and we need your expertise. For emotion recognition, this is our chance to shine. Everyone will see what an amazing team we are. For logic power, we have a clear path to finish early, and you'll have full control over your portion. People reveal their motivational drivers in how they discuss the future. Ethos-driven people reference leadership. Emotion-driven show enthusiasm. Logic-driven focus on methodical steps. Achievement seekers discuss specific tasks. Recognition seekers emphasize excellence. And power seekers focus on control. Matching your communication to these drivers transforms management into leadership, making team members feel understood and driving better results. Word choice shapes how teams perceive initiatives. Effective framing requires understanding your audience and selecting language that maintains focus on your core message. Consider a marketing director pitching digital transformation to a traditional boss. Rather than leading with terms like webinar or budget, she frames the conversation around increasing quality leads, aligning with existing priorities. This positions new technologies as tools for achieving goals rather than disruptive changes. Smart leaders frame conversations positively, emphasizing revenue growth over expense reduction and opportunities over termination. Success occurs when listeners adopt your language, showing they grasp both the what and why of your message. Validation, acknowledging others' contributions, builds relationships resilient enough to handle conflict while fostering productivity. It starts with genuine listening and understanding individual needs. Some team members need attentive listening, others prefer collaboration, and some work best independently. Replace but with connecting words like and or so to maintain positive momentum. When people feel valued, they remain resilient and open to challenges. Message impact relies heavily on delivery, not just content. Adding color means crafting speech for maximum effect while maintaining authenticity. Leaders can undermine their message when tone contradicts words, appearing insincere about important matters or overdoing minor ones. The four horsemen of delivery, speed, volume, stress, and inflection, enhance meaning and listener engagement. Speed combines word delivery rate with thought connection pace. Varying speed creates impact, slowing for key points, accelerating for energy. Volume changes enhance impact through confident projection or intimate whispering. Word stress highlights specific meanings through elongation or shortening. Inflection shapes meaning through pitch, rising for questions, lowering for authority. Strategic pausing strengthens communication by allowing processing time and building anticipation. Silence before starting, between stories, and before crucial points creates emphasis. Though challenging at first, mastered pauses command attention. Effective delivery increases audience engagement through improved facial expressions and body language. When listeners spend less energy decoding delivery, they focus more on message substance. In our digital age, the ability to animate words, in person or on video, distinguishes memorable leaders. These techniques aren't performative, but tools for authentic connection that amplify your natural voice. Communication isn't just an individual skill, it's the foundation of organizational success. When communication thrives, people love their jobs, anticipate problems, and produce high-quality innovations. Without it, organizations become political and work loses its joy. The most successful organizations treat communication with the same seriousness as financial capital. They create cultures where practicing conversations with leadership is seen as a strength. They establish clear arenas for different types of communication: one-on-ones for personal development, team meetings for collaboration, and company-wide gatherings for vision alignment. To build your communication culture, identify strategic priorities and establish metrics for effectiveness. Implement immediate improvements through weekly lunches, all-company meetings, or leadership improvisation exercises. Measure communication progress through observable behaviors. Have teams rate workplace calm, meeting effectiveness, deadline management, intentional framing, feeling valued, and speaking with impact. These communication techniques transform relationships across all areas of life, at home, in communities, and at work. In an increasingly divided world, the ability to listen deeply, speak authentically, and connect meaningfully might be our most crucial skill. It's about creating environments where everyone feels valued enough to contribute their best ideas, the foundation of both effective leadership and a better world.